Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories in the business world.
And now it's time for Jess and James, a world-renowned 9-time award-winning international speaker, entrepreneur, and business mentor. And he mentioned that he was an ex-psychiatric nurse. I don't even know what that means, but probably means you're very smart and you can read people like a book. And he specializes in public speaking, communication skills, psychology, sales, and marketing. So welcome to the show. What are you doing these days?
That's a great my dad still tries to figure that out. He asks me every day, when are you going to get a real job? What do you actually do? So great question. I'm still trying to figure that out myself. But yeah, psychiatric nurse, obviously that's a UK thing. I actually stumbled into that career. That wasn't my career choice. My career choice was actually to go to university here and study business information technology, joint honors degree with French, because I speak French. My background is from Mauritius, and that was a smart thing to do, allegedly, which clearly wasn't, because it was terrible. So I decided to take a gap year. And during that gap year at university, a friend of mine introduced me to this local psychiatric hospital that was hiring care assistants, which is, you know, something I was doing. I thought, well, I'll get a job for now and figure it out, go back to university or whatever. And to be perfectly honest, I was 19 years old and I was thrusted into this, what we call a psychiatric intensive care unit, which basically was full of patients who were detained under the Mental Health Act here in the UK, which basically means they were locked up and they weren't allowed to leave. So not physically injured, but mentally unwell to the point where they're either a danger to themselves or other people. Now, as a 19-year-old, that will freak you out, because I was like, what's going on here? This is yeah, crazy. What's going on here? However, it taught me a lot about human behavior. It taught me a lot about people. And if I'm very honest, I actually fell in love with, I was fascinated with it. It just fascinated me to see people from everyday walks of lives being susceptible to mental illness.
So I think that would be a fascinating job too. What were sort of some of the takeaways?
My takeaways are, treat people like they're people. And let me give you an example. I touch wood, worked my whole career in psychiatric nursing, and it's not just that particular unit. I've worked in some high profile prisons here in the UK where criminals are there and all kinds of stuff with mental health issues. I pride myself on the fact that not once was I assaulted by any patient. I was never assaulted. However, I watched many of my colleagues get assaulted. Now, why is that? Because mental illness are not people, are people. They get triggered the same way we get triggered, except their filters are less than ours. So their resistance or tolerance to those triggers are less than ours. So why are you irritating somebody in that way? Talk to them like they're human beings. And for me, it really was an eye-opener, because if I can have an influential conversation with someone who's mentally unwell, then what can that do for me in the outside world? And that's when I first really started understanding how to communicate with people, how to take the emotion out of a situation, how to depersonalize things. And it actually helped me as an individual outside of work as well. So for me, it massively helps me understand the human brain, how we process information and how we like to be spoken to.
Yes, and I listened to one of your podcasts this morning. I love your podcast. It's only 10 minutes long. I think that's the perfect length. And what's the name of your podcast again?
Mind Over Money Podcast, the Mind Over Money Podcast.
You took this experience and you put it into your speaking so you could connect better with the audiences. Would you say that's true?
110%. You know, especially public speaking. Look, if anybody is out there listening to this, obviously as an entrepreneur or budding entrepreneur, please, please understand this, that communicators are the biggest earners. The way you articulate yourself to people is paramount, whether that's one-to-one or one-to-many. You could be 10 out of 10 in your head, but when you open your mouth, you're a 3 out of 10 to your prospect. That's not cool, because now you become the world's best kept secret. So for me, public speaking isn't just about presenting and getting rid of stage fright or whatever. When you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are. So I believe everyone should learn how to do that stuff. But for me, where I transferred my psychiatric nursing skills into public speaking was thinking, well, how can I get inside the audience's head without them knowing I'm doing it? And it's very simple, really, because public speaking, you don't need scripts for. You can actually speak by having a conversation with yourself, which is something that as an ex-psychiatric nurse, I'm very familiar with, right? So when you're on stage, it's a series of questions. So you might make a statement, and then immediately, if you were sitting in the audience might go, what does he mean by that? So therefore, the next thing you say is, you might be wondering, what do I mean by that? then you explain what that means. And then the next question will be, well, what does that mean? So for me, it was always like, let me say something. Now, what might they be thinking? And then I'll answer it before they ask it. And that's where we go into flow as a speaker, where you don't need notes, you don't need scripts, you make it conversational. So just understanding what people are thinking when you say something will massively help direct how you communicate with them.
Is there a way to develop communication skills if you're not a natural communicator? Because I agree with what you're saying about entrepreneurism. You have to have at least a little bit of sales in you, right?
Yeah.
And usually the sales people are really good communicators, right? But if you're not naturally that way, are there things that somebody can do to up their game?
Oh, 110. Look, for me, being able to speak isn't the issue. I don't think anyone on this right now, or anyone listening to this right now, has an issue with speaking, because if we were having a coffee together, you'd be able to quite easily tell me what it is that you do. So speaking isn't the issue. The issue is state management, which is how you manage your state. Because for most people, they freeze when they speak to people because they're worried about what I might think or what people might think about me, all that kind of stuff. So yes, people can become better communicators. However, the first thing you need to do is manage your state. And one of the things I always say to people is take the focus off of you and place it on your audience. Not you. You're not there for you, you're there for them. Because most of the time when we're backstage waiting to go on stage, we're like, what if I mess up? What if I forget my lines? What if they don't like me? What if they throw stuff at me? What, you know, all this kind of stuff happens, and it's all me, 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 and it's very selfish. You're there for them. So what can I do for them? How can I serve them? How can I show up for them today? Just a little mantra that you can say to yourself, which takes the focus off of you, settles your nerves, all that kind of stuff. Now, there's lots of other techniques, which we don't have time here today to go into. Otherwise, this will turn into a full-blown workshop. But what I'm trying to say is we need to manage our state first. That will allow us to say what we normally say in a conversation. That's one. The second thing that really, really needs to be worked on is charisma, if I'm very honest. And people often say you can't teach charisma or learn charisma. And I disagree. I believe some people weren't exposed to certain situations that allowed them to become charismatic. I was. I went to a school, I went to a place where we were encouraged to have conversations. We were encouraged to put ourselves out there, encouraged to step out. So I became charismatic by force. But most people haven't been exposed to that. So if you expose people to situations where they have to be charismatic and teach them how to do it, they can do that. And the last thing I'll say is people think you need to be confident in order to speak. And that's nonsense, in my opinion. Because if you say to someone, you need to become confident as a speaker, most people will struggle with that, because a lot of people struggle with confidence anyway. Now, contrary to popular belief, I don't actually think I'm the most confident person. Here's what I do instead. Before I speak, before I go into a sales conversation, before I do anything, I access a state of certainty. Because in my opinion, certainty breeds confidence. So it's a bit like when you're having an argument and you know you're right, okay? What happens to your confidence when you know you're right? When you're certain about something, certain you have a great idea, certain you're knowledgeable in something, certain that your product or service can solve the person's problem, certain that you're able to serve them, certain that you're not selling something that's not gonna help, when that level of certainty starts to bubble up, you naturally become confident. So I say to everyone, don't focus on confidence, focus on certainty. How certain are you in your knowledge? How certain are you on your experience? And how certain are you in your products or service? Watch your confident rise.
100%. So we have to take a commercial break right now. You're listening to Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gerhart. Special guest, Jessen James. He's a world-renowned, 9-time award-winning international speaker, entrepreneur, and business mentor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. That's 800-980-1761. Are you running a small business with two or more employees struggling to find affordable health insurance? Well, help is just a call away. Whether you're a restaurant owner, retail store manager, or a gig worker with staff, we've got you covered. Get quality health insurance plans starting as low as $120 a month. Our custom comparison tool finds plans tailored specifically to your business. We know it can be tough to find the right coverage. That's why we're here, to make the process seamless and stress-free. Our plans include health, vision, and dental coverage, all at unbeatable rates. Call the Small Business Health Insurance Hotline now. We'll compare top providers to get you the best deal in one quick phone call. Don't wait. Secure the benefits you and your employees deserve today. Call now. Rates may vary based on location and coverage options. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. That's 802-491-2084.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Jessen James. He's a keynote speaker. He is a world-renowned international speaker and an ex-psychiatric nurse. We've just had a wonderful conversation, but he also has an incredible podcast where he was talking to this woman and he said, do you get up in the morning saying, oh, I'm so happy I get to do all this stuff for my business today. I'm so excited for my day. Or do you wake up and go, oh, I got all these chores I have to do for my business? And how you can change your mindset to be the first way, and that makes you more successful in business.
Interestingly, a lot of people get into business because they want a specific outcome, right? They want to have a certain lifestyle. They want to have a certain income. They want to have a certain freedom. And that, for me, is the prize. That's the win. That's the ultimate, the goal, right? So often what happens is, as you just explained, Elizabeth, this lady I was speaking to, it's actually one of my clients, she was saying that, you know, she has to go, she has to do this and she has to do that and she has to do this. But she's actually got quite a decent business. It's quite a good business, but she's drained by the everyday running of the business. So hence why when she wakes up in the morning, she's now resentful for having to go to work. I have to go and do this. I have to go and do that. So what I was explaining on the podcast, and what I'd like to explain to people here, is can you shift your language pattern and change it to, I get to go and do this, not I have to. And the reason for that is very, very simple, is gratitude. It's the equilibrium in life. You're never going to have everything the way you want it. For every dark, there's a light. For every up, there's a down. For every left, there's a right. And that's business. However, what we're looking for in business is quality of wins, not quantity. You will never outweigh your failures. You're going to fail more than you succeed. That's just a given. However, when you do win, is so, so worth it. Focus on not just the prize, but be passionate about the process, and also make sure that every single day when you're waking up, you just change your language patterns and say, you know what, I'm actually grateful because I get to do this, where some people don't get to do that. So that's what I was trying to explain to her on the show, Elizabeth.
Unfortunately, we're out of time for this segment. We could talk about this all day, but how do people, first of all, are you taking private clients, and then how do people find you?
Absolutely. So two ways to do that. You can head over to jessenjames.com. You can head over to my website and, you know, you can get in contact with us there. However, I'm very, very active across social media, especially Instagram. So if you head over to jessenjames_official on Instagram and just drop me a DM and mention this show, I will personally, not my team, I will personally respond to that person as a thank you to all of your audience. And I also have some gifts for them if they want to get involved more with training and public speaking and stuff and things like that, you know. So that'll be great. And also you can go check out my podcast, The Mind Over Money Show, which is available on Spotify, iTunes, all over the place. So yeah, it'd be a pleasure to connect.
Great. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast
is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.